Welcome to this edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a program highlighting the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis for the past week. Here's a look at some of the highlights for the week of September 25th to October 1st, 2020. St. Kitts and Nevis's borders to reopen on October 31st. Energy sector in St. Kitts and Nevis to receive significant boosts. CXC results for St. Kitts and Nevis are remarkable. And the Department of Environment focuses on banning use of single-use plastics. I am your presenter, Shirima Matthew. After being closed for more than 7 months, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris indicated that the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis will fully reopen its borders to international commercial flights and travelers from October 31st, 2020.
I am pleased to report that our borders will be fully opened on October 31st, 2020. We will open our borders to the rest of the world, but rest assured, we will never drop our guard. Lives will be protected at all costs. We open our borders not just for tourists or hoteliers. We do this to allow our own nationals and residents abroad the opportunity to return home to their families, their jobs, and their communities in a more regular and predictable way. Additionally, we allow for hotels to open up again to visitors and other guests, and the resumption of work for all of our people.
Describing the move as a significant development for the Federation, Prime Minister Harris said his government was keen to learn from the experiences of others, taking the advice of the World Health Organization, the Pan American Health Organization, and the Caribbean Public Health Agency and local health experts. In preparation for the opening of the borders, citizens and residents are encouraged to comply with all health protocols, particularly the wearing of masks in public places, the frequent washing of hands, as well as practicing physical and social distancing. The government of St. Kitts and Nevis closed the borders to all commercial airline flights on March 25, 2020, in order to minimize the importation of the COVID-19 virus and its transmission among citizens and residents. Banning the use of single-use plastics reduces pollution and the demand for plastic production. Against this backdrop, the Department of Environment focuses on banning the use of single-use plastics in St. Kitts and Nevis. The Honorable Eric Evelyn commented on the Caribbean islands that have since banned the use of single-use plastics and noted that St. Kitts and Nevis must act now.
We here in St. Kitts as a nation, we must take this very seriously and we must move expeditiously to ensure that very soon we will have single-use plastics being banned. Now, this will have to be in a phased approach. And of course, the Department of Environment will ensure that we have consultations with the various stakeholders. We will have to do a lot of public relations to have persons on board.
Minister Evelyn said that plastics cause major damage on land and the marine environment. Reflecting on the annual coastal cleanup organized by the Department of Environment, the minister indicated that in 2019, participants for the cleanup in St. Kitts collected a total of 2,353 plastic pieces, 1,341 plastic bottles, and 1,252 plastic bottle caps. Similarly, in Nevis, 2,285 plastic bottles, 1,841 plastic bottle caps, and 717 plastic pieces were collected. The establishment of the largest solar plant in St. Kitts and Nevis, as well as the replacement of street lamps, are expected to significantly boost the energy sector in the Federation, said Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris.
There's a proposal for the build-out of an alternative energy program. And in this regard, the government at the federal level has signed a contract to establish the largest solar plant in St. Kitts and Nevis. This will go a major way in reducing our dependence on fossil fuel. There is a project for the replacement of 10,047 street lamps. These are high-pressure sodium, mercury vapor lamps with high-efficient LED LED models. That is, we want to replace over 10,000 street lamps that has mercury content with more efficient LED models.
The 35.6 megawatt solar energy plant and the 44.2 megawatt hour battery storage facility will be built on 100 acres of crown land located in the Royal Bastia Valley National Park, utilizing a lease agreement. The plant will be constructed close to the Skillex Power Station to facilitate the cost-effective transfer of energy. The construction of the solar energy plants is part of the government's sustainable development agenda to contribute to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Once completed, the two projects will lead to an estimated 44% reduction in the government's energy bill, according to Prime Minister Harris. Minister of Education, the Honorable Jonel Powell, while giving the preliminary Caribbean Secondary Examination Certificate CSEC examination results, noted that there were more acceptable grades recorded this year over that of 2019. During a recent press conference, Minister Powell stated that St. Kitts and Nevis entered some 1,762 candidates to write the CSEC examinations in 32 subject areas this year, realizing an increase of 101 candidates over 2019. 1,327 candidates wrote exams in St. Kitts. 742 of the entries were private candidates, while 585 were students registered across the seven secondary institutions. Nevis, on the other hand, recorded 435 candidates writing CSEC examinations in 28 subject areas. 85 of that total were school candidates, while 250 registered privately. Minister Powell said that based on final statistics published by CXC, the Federation recorded 6,342 subject entries for CSEC examinations this year.
Acceptable grades for CSEC examinations are grades 1 to 3. During the examination period under review, St. Kitts and Nevis recorded 5,109 acceptable grades, some 818 more than last year. Grades are distributed as follows: 1,486 grade 1s, 1,920 grade 2s, and 1,703 grade 3s. Secondary schools in St. Kitts returned 3,143 acceptable grades, while those in Nevis recorded 1,012. Private candidates in St. Kitts attained 724 passing grades, with 230 in Nevis.
According to the Education Minister, of the 5,109 acceptable grades returned for CSEC examinations, 4,155 were obtained by school candidates and 954 by private registrants, for a national pass rate of 84.3% as against 80.37% recorded in 2019. In St. Kitts, the Washington Archibald High School received the highest acceptable grades of 829 from 999 entries, while the Charlestown Secondary in Nevis emerged as the school with the highest acceptable grades, with some 568 from 642 entries. Despite the many challenges faced as a result of COVID-19, Senior Assistant Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Tricia Esdale, said that persons from St. Kitts and Nevis who sat the CXE exams performed remarkably well.
Overwhelmingly, I do believe that St. Kitts and Nevis has done incredibly well this year. When I look at the results, I see a trend in our secondary schools. There are some schools that, despite the challenges, would still have entered a significantly large number of students. And this is to be commended.
Dr. Esdale congratulated the students and encouraged them to continue excelling. She especially congratulated the parents and teachers who would have worked extremely hard to keep the students on track. Even in the COVID-19 pandemic, the maintenance of relationships with stakeholders is key, says Chief Executive Officer of the St. Kitts Tourism Authority, Raquel Brown. According to Ms. Brown, airlines around the world have had to either cease operation or park their aircrafts because of the uncertainty of the pandemic. The cruise industry has halted operations, with the CDC issuing a no-sail order, which may be extended until October 31st, and start sailing on November 1st, 2020.
You see all of this happening, and especially for St. Kitts and Nevis, where we've seen the growth, you kind of say to yourself, okay, how do we fit into this puzzle? And I like to say it's built on relationships. It's never easy. Minister Grant and myself and our chairman Nick Menon, there are times of the year that we've had to travel, whether it was winter, whether it was snow, snowstorms, whether it was a heat wave, whatever it was. But we have to go to these partners and have a discussion with them, not about the beauty of necessarily just St. Kitts and what we have to offer destination, but why coming to St. Kitts and Nevis is a value to them as an airline or as a cruise partner.
Ms. Brown stated that although the borders are closed, the lines of communication remain open. She stated that by marketing on social media, they were able to create an experience for those who engaged the posts. She emphasized that communication with the airlines and cruise lines did not stop. The Development Planning and Building Board in St. Kitts is moving to establish a code review committee that will focus on enforcing issues relating to a new and modernized building code. An important aspect that the new code will consider is increasing access to buildings for the differently abled. Calvin Pemberton, the chairman of the Development Planning and Building Board, said that the issue of access and the ease of mobility in public have been a perplexing challenge.
We are trying our best to make sure that new construction and planning permission going forward, that they meet the necessary requirement that would satisfy those persons who have some sort of disability.
Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris weighed in on the matter and added that recently opened government buildings such as the refurbished Mary Charles Hospital and the Sylvia Garnett Primary Healthcare Facility were suitably equipped for the differently abled. Additionally, a lift was installed at government headquarters, providing access for persons with mobility challenges to all floors. A similar device will be installed in the government printery, now under construction, and it will also have other disabled-friendly features. History was made at the 8th Annual Independence Drill Competition on September 25th, when 19-year-old Shiniqua Isaac of the St. Kitts Nevis Defense Force Cadet Corps earned the top award for Best at Individual Drill. The young lady outshined 14 other participants who took part in the contest, which showcases military drills. Her victory marked the first time a member of the Cadet Corps, won the event. It was also the first time a female won Best at Drills and made her the youngest winner in the event's 8-year history. Isaac expressed that she was confident heading into the competition and was pleased that her hard work paid off. Her 13-year-old brother, cadet recruit Jelani Isaac, also put a lot of effort into the drill competition. He and his sister's performance earned them a first place finish in the team drill category. The winners of the team drill section were Constables number 367 Zahara Peters and number 355 Hanish Thomas of the Royal St. Christopher and Nevis Police Force. 15 persons participated in the independence drill competition. The agencies represented were the Royal St. Christopher and Nevis Police Force, St. Kitts and Nevis Defence Force, St. Kitts and Nevis Fire and Rescue Services, Her Majesty's Prison, St. Kitts Nevis Defence Force Cadet Corps, and the St. Christopher Air and Seaports Authority. Thanks for viewing SKNIS Week in Review. I am Sharima Matthew. See you next week as we continue to update you, the general public, on what's happening in and around the Federation.